know that Baba Josh is all ready to give us a Zohar there.
But not on
Tet. No, on Tet. However,
well, this is misnumbered.
Yes, it's all misnumbered. It's all misnumbered from Hay.
Wow.
However, however, we have a surprise this morning. The surprise is that it's not only misnumbered, the Mishnah is
even.
It's even in the wrong place.
Wow.
So in other words, this Mishnah actually belongs further on the page. This is what's astonishing. Absolutely astonishing is that the whole sugya of today's Yerushalmi is based on this Machako Alei Gemara Rava. And nobody even mentions the two sugyas. It's amazing.
Hmm.
It's mamish the same sugya.
Hmm.
Yeah. But astounding. But in any event, the Mishnah appears later on. So let's skip the Mishnah for a moment and continue on with yesterday's sugya. Now, so again, what we were talking about, it got misdirected. So the last part of yesterday's Mishnah was the question about whether a guy comes along, a Peshas or a Peshita, he comes along, and he says, well, you should know, I bought these pears from Eretz Yisrael, but I maistered them. Or, these pears are my own, but I maistered them. And he's in Syria, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, Kamanta Ninan. Now, I don't understand. Look, earlier on, we had the sugya about an oni that he's near money malolaket, valashikha, valapeya, v'shaatan. That the norm is that during the time in which the matanes are being given out from the fields to the aniyim, so the oni is near money to say these things are gotten from leket shikha, and therefore they are putter from maitre. And that's not a problem. And over here you come along and you say, if people know that this guy owns a field in Syria, so then chayav la'aser, right? That's what we're saying. Why is he chayav la'aser? We could say, I mean, what's the difference? If this guy would have said that this was from the normal Sadis in Syria, which are owned by Akum, we said that they're Pasuk, because we didn't make Xera in Syria to say that Yeshkin ain't in the Akum. So why is it any different than there? Says the Imam, it's completely different from there. Because Taman, it should say Shishtikuto Patur over there, if the guy hadn't said anything, he still would have been Potter, because we know that Stam Anim, that have things, they have them from the Lekha Chikrupeya. So therefore, when he says something, it doesn't make any difference. Brahmacha Shtikuto Chayaz, in this case, if the guy would have just said something, you're wrong. He would not have been Ne'eman at all to say it's Michel Akram, because by Peah, it's very different. By Peah, there's a chazaka that's possible. Because that's where Nani usually gets his seed from. But over here, where the guy has a sada in Syria, why would it normally be possible? It would normally be assumed to come from his field. It would be higher. So now he wants to come along and say it's from the field of an Akram. Why should we believe him? There's no Peshas or Peshita anymore. So therefore, Ne'eman, in that case, Ne'eman Lakel, Brahmacha, Pirushol Lakel, over there, Shtikuto is Ne'eman Lakel. Over here, it's the Pirush that he's giving to us. You should know that this comes from something that I might say. He's trying to be Mekalein on him? Why should we be minding him? Tony. We have another interesting case like this, where an Akum with Soveha Roner, Bo, it's Vulaka Mimeni Teot Arla, Netter Aboy. The guy says, I've got really fresh stuff, comes from brand new saplings. It's the first time we've gotten any fruit out of this tree. Delicious. Absolutely the best you can get. And you figure, oh, boy. Okay, it's a good thing you said that. Now I know I can't buy it. Ain't it ever? No problem. You can buy it. Because the guy's just lying. Why should we think that he's telling the truth? He's trying to get you to buy fruit. That's all. These may be fruit from a tree that's 50 years old is about to cave over. There's no reason to say that it has an imam on it.
Because
he would? Yeah. The imam Akum Ploni of 18, if he said that I bought it from so-and-so over there, you can find out. So there's already something that is us in these galleys. Then he's Ne'eman Lakum here. Then, yeah, so what? But if we can see, not believe, we can see what kind of trees he's got. So then, here the guy is just saying, you know, I collect only, he's a seller, he's not selling off of his farm. Over here he's saying, I can tell you where we got this from so-and-so farms. We know that so-and-so farms, in fact, has new trees. So there is Neman only, of course, lahat. That we shouldn't need, that's Neman, did it ignore him totally makes no difference, as Sharon says. It's a, what did he say, Mamlecha Checker or something? That's Mamlecha Checker. It has no bearing, no relationship to reality. Yes, ceasefire. No ceasefire. We want peace. But no, there's nothing, literally. There's no point in even examining what's being said because it has no bearing on reality. Rav Yudin Boy. How about if I had Taveach, but what about Lefi Tumo? I mean, you're saying that here's where he was Taveach, right? Okay, he's trying to sell. How about if Sama was Lefi Tumo? You know, your son having, as he's weighing out the fruit and he's having a conversation with you, and he's saying, you know, it's interesting, planted these trees just 2 years ago and I already got these nice pears out of it and so on. So there is a Mashiach Lefi Tumo. As a Mashiach Lefi Tumo, would you also say that Divrei Hakam is not in Lomori? Now, how far do you take this? Furthermore, Rabbi Yudin had another question. Rabbi Yudin, boy, you don't need to hide entertainment here. It makes no sense. What about a kusi? Would a din of a kusi be the same as an akum in this sense? Or maybe a kusi is takanema, at least lahakmir. So kusi ka akum? Well, the truth is, it's problem. We have a general machlokes. Kusi ain't a akum, be very Rebbe. Rebbe holds he's not viewed as an akum goma. And Rabbi Shimon Yamir, I'm a kusi ka akum, but hold on that. This halacha in the Mishnah, we say we know that the guy has a field in Syria. So then, if you buy from your chayim lahaseh, that means that rove of the things that he's to be input into his field, into his selling, is from Yisrael. But I mean, if the fact he has a field that he's a distributor, he goes around buying from hundreds of people. Who cares that he has a field? And we wouldn't answer because of that. We still say the Stam and Syria affairs do not require answer. Now,
shouldn't
we
include the Golan
Heights? Yes. Yisrael Shayavo Aris Yisrael. Now, the guy has a sharecropper, and he sends him there, Yishilach Lo Pirom, and he says, Hare Elu Mu'usani. He says, you don't have to worry about this. There might. He's Neman in that case. Why? Because even though I have an Aris, I would still say, if he hadn't said anything, I would have said, Ani Omrim and Ashuk Lakach. So he's coming along and he's saying, I got it from our field, but I might get it. It's a Pesha Asura Peshita, even though we know he has the field. Luhu Shiyoto, I mean, must be the Shuk. I mean, they're obviously only if this is the kind of thing you buy in the Shuk. Because we have over here an additional consideration, which is a sharecropper is interested in making an impression, isn't he? So if he's, I mean, the fact that he's growing stunted garbage, but he goes to the shore, buys this beautiful thing, oh, I just wanted you to see the kind of stuff we're getting this year, sends it to him, no reason to assume that he really got it out of his field. So my name is, the guy says, I got it out of his field. Okay, fine. He's done on a pressure sheet. That's okay. By the way, I mean, it's not that we're talking over here where he isn't growing this particular thing in the mail of an honest Bichayish that came from his field. It would still be mutar. Now, turn back to Mishnah, which is now where it appears. Halacha Tet, Harashish. An Amoret who says to a father, go do me a favor, you're going to the store anyway, pick me up a bunch. Pick me up a bunch of scallions. Or buy me a lachmania. So if he buys it stam without saying this is for me, this is for him, so then he's potter because he's acting on behalf of the Amoret. And it's not as if he's konet and then he has to give it to the Amoret. But imu amar zu shali v'zu shal chavirai, when it's arvu, chayav maser. If he splits them, and he says, well, Gemara's going to go into detail about when and what. If he says, okay, these are mine, and this is the other guy, and then they get mixed up, now anything that he gives him, he's giving him as a sale, so to speak, because I don't know if it's really yours. So now you take this, and if it's mine, I'll take yours. Okay, that's an exchange. So then he'd be more clear, even if there would be a mayor, man. That was, maybe he only bought 1 lakh money on the Amaris, told him to buy 100 lakh money out. He's going to have to take off Maisa from all of them because of that one, because it can't be Motsi Mitachas Yadav, Babasha Eino Mitzukah. Okay, now continues the Gemara here. Matnitin. So this Mishnah we just learned, Lechora is going according to Rabbi Yossi. The Tana, because it says in the Mishnah, the Brisa, Lechiachtan, Tzorif La'aser. Now we're missing the whole Machlokas over here, which is very important. The Gemara puts it in. And to say, so somebody who is going to buy Stam, he has to take off Maaser Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Tzorif La'aser. So apparently the Mishnah says Stam Ein Tzorif La'aser is following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who says Ein Tzorif La'aser. Says the Gemara, Manan Kayamim. He explains to me what the case is. And if the guy said to him, Shamar lo tsei v'lakachli, if he says to him, go and buy it for me, so then shulukohu. Then his mom is a shliach, right? So why? Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have said that he has to take off Maaser if he's a shliach. He's acting as his agent. It goes directly to here already. You see where it's starting to hit our sugya. So it's going directly to him. And if we're talking about a case where he says, save a kach lecha, go get yourself some, and then I want to get some from you. So that shalom. And of course he has to take off my shoes. It means he got it. Now he's going to essentially be selling his own thing. And how in the world would that be a machlokes? If Rabbi Yossi would say in such a case, you're not taking my shoes. That's a classic case of selling to an amara. So I don't get it. What exactly is the case? Actually, it wasn't clear at all. He said, bring me a bushel. Now, what is bring me a bushel? Bring me a bushel from you, bring me a bushel as my shliach. How exactly is that meant to be taken? So that, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo nitkaven ha-mochel ha-zakot ela lelokeach. So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, the point over here is that the mocher sees the guy in front of him, and that's who he's being mezakeh to. In which case, the guy who walks in, whether he's a shliach or not a shliach, is the guy who is getting it. And therefore, he has to take off Maaser before he transfers it to the Amaris. Exactly the question we had in the Bavli today. Amazing. Whereas, Rabbi Yossi Zayin, lo nitkaven ha-mocher l'zakeh ela ba'al-ha-ba'al. Amazing. The guy only has in mind to give it to the one who gave the money. So it belongs, therefore, to the Amaris directly. You're going to say, Mi Amarlo, that's the Stam Das, and then it goes to the Balamo. Lefika, Imatana Hati Yetera. Therefore, if the guy would have thrown in an extra, so here, have an extra Lachmania. So then, it would be, in fact, no, they have this same Machlokas if you got another one. So the point of view, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shalokeya, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shoshnehem, he would say, since he had in Kavana to the Baal HaMa'ot also, so he would have to belong to both, which is strange, it should belong only to, and the Gemara will ask right now, wait, what was that? What are you saying? That it belongs to Shoshnehem. I thought in this case, now you're saying, what? Now he just changed his mind here in the middle of the discussion. So Manu Omer, you just said a second ago, lo nitkaven ha-mochel ha-zakot ela le-ba'al ha-ma'ot. You said his intent was to give it to the guy who had given the money, and now you're saying his intent was to give it to the guy who's in front of him. Yes, you're right. If he's exchanging something for money, his intent is to give it to the guy who gave him the money. But over here he's not exchanging, he's giving it for free. So his das is whoever's involved in it. So you were tereach to come. He was tereach giving the money. I have an extra role. Okay, meaning both of you are giving me business. I mean, I want you both to feel comfortable about coming into my store. So since of this time, it's Ayadei Balkab Shozeh. Ayadei Raglav Shozeh. Shayan Chokim, his intent clearly is to give to whoever is bringing him the business. Tell me, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, In if Riva Kama'a, Tariq Wa'afir, if what he did was, and it's amazing, he takes the money that the Balabayas gives to him, he uses it for something else, and he replaces it with his own money. He says, okay, what's the difference? Money is generic. I mean, I'm just buying it for him. He's still the Bala Moses, isn't he? Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, no. Once he did that, then even Rabbi Yossi would be murdered, that the Lokeach is going to be the one who is the Bala Moses. Because the storekeeper Stam Das is the Mazaka to the Baal HaMoz. In this case, the Baal HaMoz is also the buyer, the one who's in front of him.
Okay.
So in this case, here's even taking a step further, even the Shinui and the Moz, not only the Yud. And we see from here, Amar Rabbi Yossi, how to offer that, that also has another implication. That if somebody was Notain Ma'ot V'Chaviro V'Yichlisan V'Avdu, that even though the guy now he changed them over for his own money, if something happens to him, he's kind of now has the original money, because we say since he switched it, it now becomes his.
So his own money.
Right. And he ends up losing his own money. Yeah. Now Shmuel says this whole Mishnah, but it says in the end over here that where he said, okay, this is mine. Friends, and then it's Arvun, they got mixed up. Where do we say that once he says, Yuzeshali, Yuzeshu Kaveri, that he's Chayav Asher, that Daske B'machali B'yado? That's where he's going to go now and hand it over to the Balak, to the Amaret, and he's going to say, okay, here's your Chayav. But if he comes back from the store, the Amaret goes ahead and takes something for himself. So over there, we can be Chayav that what he took was the thing that's for him. Because we always make help on the Rabbanan to say Tolim. So if I go ahead and do it, then there's no Tolim. But if it gets done, then there's Tolim. Like the case where Truma falls into two piles in front of us. Okay, so there I would be Tolim. Furthermore, we could also add Rabbi Eliezer, Fushina Tal Choko Besot. It's also that the Chaver took his portion at the end. Because if he took it, there is Chayav to take off my shirt. Because if he took his chelak first, it's also Tolim. Because I didn't give anything to the Amor, it's just whatever was left. Obviously, it isn't mine, so I guess it's his. But I was never miyachid. It's not as if I took it with miyachid to the Amor. It's not belong to the Amor. And the truth is, both of these things are important for us to know. Oh, Mirviana, Turkladein. You should know that both of these impact halach. In other words, chilek biyado, but not al chelko b'chila. No sinister, Rasher. Even if in the end he hands it to the Amaris, if he's handing to the Amaris what was left at the end, he still wouldn't have to take off Meiser. El al shalom, lo chilek biyado, v'not al chelko b'sof. If A, where was mechalek biyado? But he went ahead and was not al chelko b'sof. He also doesn't have to be ma'asif because he didn't give it over to Yadav. So either way is ma'akiv the din. And they're doing a ma'asif al Hashem. Tony, only if Rodham Lapoel, a guy can say to somebody who's working for him that he's supposed to give a meal to him as part of the deal, hey, look, dinner's there. Here's a buck. Go get yourself something to
eat. He has all of this together and he comes to the fellow who gave him the money and he says, take what's this here. So he takes his, and then he's left with this, so he doesn't have to. But if he comes over, if he separates them, but he goes over to him, he doesn't take what's yours, he just waits until the fellow takes it. It's still the same thing, whether he says take what's yours, or whether he just lets the fellow take what's his, or whether the fellow comes along and takes what's his.
It depends whether he took his chelik first.
No, he's not taking his last.
But if he says, does it make a difference? If he's taking it last, so then we said if he's not the chalik the Abdayim, it's also okay.
But if he says take it, but he doesn't actually give it to him,
it's okay. This is a similar case. A guy gives a dollar. Let's go get yourself a beer. So now, this guy, this Poel, is going to buy a beer at a non-chaver store. So he's going to be buying, basically, demise. with my dollar. Okay? So here it says in the Braita that a person can tell his worker, here, take a dinner and go buy yourself a beer. Stable. He doesn't have to worry that the beer may be Shemitah beer, or maybe it was Dmai, maybe it was Meister beer, or for that matter, if he's going to buy wine, maybe he'll buy Yayin Nessa. It's not your business. If, however, he says, put something on my bill and don't worry, just get whatever you want to put it on my bill and I'll pay out the bill, then you got a problem. Then so over here, the difference would be, is machlokes, how to understand the difference. The difference is that nasach and vani shlucho shabal abayit liskot lapoel. What happens over here is that the chenvani has become, in that case, the shliach of the balabayit. Because since the balabayit is paying the bill, the das of the chenvani is essentially to be mezakedet to the balabayit, because he's the one that's giving the money. And we said that his das is always to give it to the one that's giving the money. So it's as if over here the chenvani now acts as the shliach of the balabayit to hand over the balabayit things to the poel, which means that the chover is feeding the poel history, whether it's whatever it is, shliyas or zemai or yayinet. And that, of course, is awesome. That's Rabbi Gira's explanation. Rabbi Gira's explanation is not, that's not the point. The point of here is that the poel is being zokal balabayit mishal hachemani, and then he goes over zokal atzmo. It's not that the chemani is the one that's involved over here. It's that the poel understands that what he's doing is he's buying something for the balabayit, and then he's going to be eating it. That's the chance. But, I mean, does it really matter?
When I undertake to take my workers lunch, I usually like to give them cash instead of saying, go up and get whatever, so they can go buy whatever they want.
Right.
And they come back with Burger Kings and stuff like that.
That's their problem, exactly. That's what it's saying over here.
Okay.
Now, ma naftumi, they know, is there a practical difference between Rabbi Law's explanation and Rabbi Zira's explanation? Yes, there is. Suppose the chenvani is a cherish. If he's a cherish, he can't be a shmiach. If he can't be a shmiach, he can't be mezakeh it now to the balabayah to give it over to the poel. Mashenka, if you all like Rabbi Law, it's the chenvani has nothing to do with it. It's the poel himself who is the one that's being mezakeh to the balabayah when he buys it, and then he's eating the balabayah's thing. So over there, I'll die to the Rabbi Law, Kushesh. I'm sorry, I mean this. I'll die to the Rabbi Zira, Law, Kushesh, Shain Shluchu Pacherish. I'll die to the Rabbi Zira, Law, Kushesh. So now we have this similar case of Lo Yomar Adam Lechaviro. Hey, let's Matayim Dinner, Ushkola Yadi Lo Otsa. Let's say a person over here, the Otsa Hamelach, demands a certain amount of tribute every year. You have to give, let's say, 200 bushels of wheat to the Otsa Hamelach. They come along with a truck and they collect it. So what you do is you go over to a friend of yours, and he's an Amaret, and you say to him, look, here's money, and when the truck comes, I'm going to send them to you, and you give them the 200 bushels for me, right? So Shkol al Yadilo, sir, you pay the Otsar off for me. You can't do that, because then you're going to end up paying the Otsar with the mitzvahs that are in there, because really you were mechuyev to take off those mitzvahs, and now you're using the mitzvahs to pay the Otsar Malach, which is awesome. But what you can do, about Omer Lulo, what you can do is you can tell him, Parsheni Mina Otsar, here's 200 bucks, get them off of my back, I don't care what you do. You get them off my back, it's not the shot, okay, I'll buy it from you, and then you hand it over to them. You do whatever you gotta do to get them off your back. Yeah, that's not my business how you get them off of my back. So over there, he's never zok in the parents. Same thing would be true. Lo yomar adam lechaveru helech matayim zuz shkola yadim lumanut. It would be the same thing where you owe money to somebody. You've got a special deal with a guy who's a friend of yours who, so you make a barter deal. You fix my fridge and I'll have 200 bushels sent over to you as barter for fixing my fridge. So you can't then go to the guy who's your friend and say, okay, here's $200 for 200 bushels. Send him over 200 bushels for me. Because then again, once you bought it, you're going to have to take off prices. But what you can do is, look, I got a problem with the scraps and and you got to handle it for me. And you could say, Parshani mina umanut. Yes, and that's because being as this whole thing, remember, is all the sakrana of the mind and doesn't really have any basis in reality, because we could be saying on the road that rose on the eyes from my son, we were make up in these things as well. Hadron Allah from the Kabbalah, the dead,
the leading header.
Now we have, we're just a little bit more because we're behind, but okay. Rebecca, if you're looking at your watch, or maybe 5 minutes, or just because we're one dot behind. Somebody invites a friend to eat by him, but you don't trust him. Omer me'erev Shabbos. Now, if it were during the week, it wouldn't be a problem, because you can always take off a little bit when the guy isn't looking and take off ma'aser from whatever he puts onto your plate. But you're not allowed to take off ma'aser on Shabbos, so what are you going to do? What you do is, you make a t'nai before Shabbos, and you say, Ma'ashani atid ma'afrish l'machar harin ma'aser. What ultimately I will end up being ma'afrish is ma'aser now. V'shar ma'aser samukro. The rest of the ma'aser, meaning you took, it's taken for granted that you know the mission earlier, and that what you're saying is the 100th is ma'aser here, and 9 additional parts similar to it, samukro, is also ma'aser now. Zeshasiti Maaser, the first 100 that I said was Maaser, is hereby Trumas Maaser on the other 9 parts, and the Maaser Sheni is on the other side, the Tzafon or the Darum, and I'm a Chal at Na'al Amos, and we're going to rely on Breira that whatever ends up being left is left, and Me'akshav it ends up having been Mitzukan and our Kol B'Seder. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, just to make things straight here, Rabbi Yochanan, you understand that Maaser is in the Our mission is talking about my, not about a t'nai on Vadai. You wouldn't be able to make a t'nai on Vadai, would you? A Vadai lo. What do you mean Vadai lo? Well, my faith that I'm going to feel a bit Vadai. There's a mission later on that says exactly the same thing about Vadai. It's Amina Taman. Later on it says, how you will train himself tevel betov beto. The guy is, he's in the Beit HaMedrash, Erev Shabbat, and he suddenly remembers, oh my God, we bought that whole business. I forgot to take off my shoes. By the time I get home, I'm not going to have a chance. He's in a Beit HaMedrash, he's in the Sada. And over there, it says he can make exactly this same t'nai. And there it's talking about, undoubtedly, that he brought this from a place, or from his own field, where he hadn't taken off my shoes at all. And don't try to tell me, I know you're going to try to tell me, no. Oh, there was also talking about Dmai. Let Yaakov, you can't get away with that. Because the mission continues and says, Dishaninan, Hoyu Dmai, it says over there, Viter. And if it was Dmai, you see, until now we weren't talking about Dmai, we're talking about Vadai. You see, you can make it a Dmai, even a Vadai. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? That the mission only makes sense in Dmai. Wait a minute. Exactly. Amr of Yochanan with my low Mavadai. He never said, the mission is with mine, but with Vadai, you'd never be able to make a t'nai. He never said that. He didn't say that, oh, Amr. And Amas means of it's mine. All he said was that the case that we have in our particular Mishnah, in that case where Lamaita, I'm invited, I don't even have this stuff. So how am I making a t'nai on something that's a davar shelo bo le'olam, as far as I'm concerned? Here I have this stuff, it's in my house. What comparison is there between the two cases? As we say, the particular case is mentioned in our Mishnah, that he's saying is talking about the mind, not the vada. Ma ben d'mai, ma ben vadai. What's the difference? The difference is very clear. It's d'mai, other matzah, davar shelo b'rishuto. Even though it's not Rishuto, we were make in order to be able to eat at somebody's house. It's not like that he can make it fine and then. But by Vadai, over there, of course, you know, the Mahatma of Rishuto, and that explains the later Mishnah. Wasn't talking about something that wasn't Rishuto. The Mela, it could be talking about the Mai, but over here it wasn't Rishuto. Over here wasn't Rishuto. It has to be talking about the Mai. That's all that Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Never went beyond that. So now, Rabbi Yanai had t'nai. Yeah, he made a t'nai. And he wanted to utilize that t'nai for Vadai. And he goes and he asks Rabbi Rabba, Naina Takna Mishavata? Could I use it tonight to be... I had it before Shabbat, but I was in the Beis Medrash. Can I be saying it on my tonight to be misakin vada and Shabbat? Oh, Marley, why not? Leman til mad mirat Hashem alokecha kol hayomim, apilu b'Shabbat. Obviously, I didn't mean this seriously. That's a nice, cute esmarta. And he says, and what about the terrible dream that I had? Mal de kamat, I had a terrible dream that had Mako Balashi Talazi. It had a Balash's baton, what do you call those police batons that they smell? A club holding over my head, which I took to mean, don't you dare. Now, am I supposed to ignore the dream? Oh, my life, what are you talking about? Of course I ignore the dream. Israel. The dream means that you are going to become a great leader in Israel, smash people over there to get them to do what you want. But they have to do with the question, which take out the mind. They can use a dream to pass on a law. Nonsense. I'll say, leave it at this.